Phone Boy Speaks, episode 520, mobile service in Australia.
Something else that I came to mind as I was walking around Melbourne today, and I'd kind of known this before I came, but I'd saw a couple of instances of it also. So what I'm using to stay connected here in Melbourne is I'm actually doing two things. First of all, I have a TruePhone SIM, which has a US number, and that's just so that when people call my normal number, I forward it to a US number, which then rings here. So that's useful, and you know, it's also good backup. What I also have is an Optus SIM that I borrowed from one of my coworkers, and the plan that it has is $2 a day, and it's apparently unlimited text, calling, and data while you're in Australia, and that's a phenomenal deal, right? I mean, and so I'm going to be here for be here for 8 days, and so you know that's very cheap connectivity, and I have it in my Lumia 520, and it seems to work fairly well. I wish I could put it in my iPhone, but that's because my iPhone is not an unlocked iPhone. I need to fix that at some point. But something else I saw walking around was Vodafone, which I didn't realize was a carrier in Australia. But they have a deal where when you're it's actually very similar to the T-Mobile US deal. Well, maybe not really, but it's a different take on it. They said, well, you can take your plan with you when you go abroad for $5 a day. So whatever plan you have here, you can use it. You know, those minutes will apply when you're you can use those minutes for $5 a day or data. You know, when you're abroad, which is actually very clever, also, right? I mean, it's not quite as good as T-Mobile's unlimited data in over 120 countries and you know, 20 cents per minute for voice. But you know, then again, T-Mobile has unlimited voice, so there you go. I was also when I went into 7-Eleven today to pick up some coffee and stuff, that I noticed this in several other shops too, that it was very easy to pick up prepaid vouchers and stuff for your phone, and that also leads to another story that there's in the US, at least, there's definitely been some uptake on people buying their phones outright, either directly or through payments, and based on the pay as you go sort of thing that I just saw, you know, just wandering around Melbourne, it's definitely more prevalent here than it is in the U.S. for sure, and it's nice to see the U.S. is getting along with the rest of the world, because a lot of other countries outside of the U.S. are very much you buy your phone outright and pay as you go, but you know, everything here in Australia, at least, is all GSM. So even if you get an unlocked phone, you can take it from provider to provider, and it still works the same way. So it is interesting to see how other parts of the world stay connected. And that's although the popular carrier here seems to be Telstra, which is actually I think it's still government controlled or something. But I saw an ad for them today that say they cover 1 million square kilometers, and that's probably true. I guess our version of AT&T in the States, but it's anyway, this is just some telecom observations from Australia as I'm seeing things, I guess, from the other side of the world.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.